It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's largest transit agency will change the way it audits itself. RTD recently received two outside reviews that were critical of how it policed itself. Board member Eric Davidson says the elected body he sits on should take a larger role.
This is certainly something that we have to take on. It's abundantly clear we have a lot of problems here, and, you know, we own those as a board.
Outside auditors say RTD practices did not meet industry standards. The agency's annual budget is over $1 billion. Marijuana sales in Colorado broke another record in the first quarter of the year, topping more than $560 million. That's up nearly 30% over record sales for the same period last year, according to the State Department of Revenue. Colorado is at the peak of its spring bird migration. More than 8 million birds could fly over the state tonight and tomorrow night. Zach Hutchinson is with Audubon Rockies.
And we're talking a migration that uses so much energy that we would have to eat hundreds of hamburgers per day to survive a migration like that as humans.
Hutchinson says artificial outside lights can distract the birds and draw them off course, and he urges people to turn off exterior lights or direct them downward after dark. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse wants utilities to do more to protect electricity networks against climate change. CPR Sam Brash reports Neguse plans to introduce legislation later this week.
The Disaster Safe Power Grid Act would set up a $10 billion program for the Department of Energy. The money would be used for matching grants to help utilities harden their electrical networks against climate disasters. This could mean moving power lines underground to avoid fires or snowstorms. Another option could be microgrids. Those are local networks that keep working even if the larger grid fails. Oregon lawmakers have already introduced a companion bill in the Senate. President Biden has also proposed grid improvements in his infrastructure package. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's a sunny day for much of Colorado and getting warmer between today and tomorrow. There's more rain ahead for the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.